T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you do dolls when you were a kid?
I have a complicated relationship with dolls. Because
what does that mean exactly?
Because I was quite the little capitalist as a kid. And so, yes, I had them. But the second my mom told me if I sold them, I could keep the money, I then sold them.
You sold all of your dolls.
I sold them, yes. And so at my mother's house still is a box of Barbie dolls that I'm annoyed that she still has, that I would like to get rid of. It's just one of many things that my mom is keeping from my childhood that I would like her to just get rid of. And so now it's just taking up space and they're not worth anything now. So yes, I had the dolls, but I would much really like to not have them anymore.
Here's a story that ran a little while ago about a new series of dolls that Mattel is foisting on an unsuspecting public. Mattel, of course, has been making the Barbie doll since 1955. And they have a brand new line of them that are aimed at women who are, they're inspiring women's series. So they picked a bunch of women from history that they think of as inspiring women and have Barbie-ized them. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that they just released is the Rosa Parks Barbie doll.
Okay.
Now, Barbie has gone through a transition over the last few years and has taken a lot of heat for being an unrealistic view of women. I mean, nobody looks like a Barbie doll. And, you know, then there's a response from people who say, so what? It's a doll. It's a piece of plastic. No woman should look like a piece of plastic. But when you start talking about making a series of iconic women, like Frida Kahlo is another mm-hmm. one that they have, Don Diego's wife, and the wonderful Mexican painter, Amelia Earhart, Katherine Johnson, and
Sally Ride.
They're talking about releasing a Sally Ride doll in the not too distant. The Sally Ride one's not out yet, but it's going to be.
I'm looking at it on Amazon.
Oh really? It is out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. According to this one, they said a doll. Oh, it was announced today. So that was a week or so ago. So yeah, so it may be out on the market already. But yeah, I mean, somehow the idea of taking, you know, iconic women like that and making them into Barbie dolls, I don't know if that's the right message. I mean, is that really the right?
What's wrong with it, though?
Is it? Well, it's. I look at it as making like a Nelson Mandela bobblehead. I think it's when you take something like a Barbie doll, because of the image that that has, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the image, but I think it is what it is. I mean, Barbie lives in a Malibu dream house. Rosa Parks was a civil rights icon. I don't think you mix those two.
You think it cheapens it a little bit, the story.
I think it cheapens it a lot, especially, by the way, since the Rosa Parks Barbie doll, aside from what she's wearing and how her hair is done, does not look like Rosa Parks.
What I like about it is that I hope that the reason you choose this doll for your child is that it gives you a reason also to talk about the story.
Can you talk about the story without the doll?
But why not have the doll? My point is that the doll gives you a reason to introduce that story younger, you know, and for a young girl who is black, that might be a good story for her to hear younger. It gives you a reason to introduce the story younger, and it kind of normalizes it a little bit for her. You know, She's playing with the Rosa Parks doll. Well, who is Rosa Parks? And then she knows that story already. I mean, just the same thing. I don't think it's a big deal to have the Sally Ride doll or anything like that, because it's a reason to have that conversation with your kid. I don't dislike it. I think it's fine. I think it's not okay that they're $40. But aside from that, I don't think that dolls just have to be, you know, without a story attached to them.
No, I agree with that. But when you make it a Barbie doll, I think that's where, at least in my head, you're turning it into something that a Barbie doll isn't. You know, if you wanted to have a line of, you know, figurines or dolls or something like that that was iconic women, okay, I don't see any problem with that at all. But when you put it under the Barbie brand, because the Barbie brand already has baggage.
But they're changing image a little bit, and they're trying to get away from, like you said, they're trying to get away from the physicality of the Barbie doll, that it's completely unrealistic.
Then make a Barbie doll that looks like Rosa Parks. Not that.
You mean
that looks like Rosa Parks was not 6 feet tall and weighed 110 pounds. she was not a tall, skinny woman. And what they made was a tall, skinny Barbie doll that has a pair of glasses that look like Rosa Parks and the clothes and the hairstyle. But that's it. Everything else on it looks like a Barbie doll.
So do a special line of dolls under the Barbie brand, because this is a problem that Barbie is having.
If you're going to do it under the Barbie brand. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because the Barbie brand, this is the problem with them trying to change.
Yep.
Is that Barbie is known for having the disproportionate big boobed skinny woman. They're trying to get away from that a little bit, but the problem is that's what Barbie is known for.
Yeah.
And so if you were to do these dolls in their actual shape, you wouldn't know them as Barbie.
And with the possible exception of Frida Kahlo, all of the women on this list are much more human-looking women than Barbie dolls ever were.
Right.
So if they're going to do that to Rosa Parks, I have to believe they're going to do that to Sally Ride too, and they're going to make Amelia Earhart look, you know, tall and buxom and gorgeous. And yeah, I mean, it just... I don't know. That's why I have a problem with Barbie doing this, is because at least as far as, and I'm looking at the picture of the Rosa Parks doll, they did it wrong, you know, and I guess they could have been expected to, because it's still Barbie.
Okay. So 229-80 or 576-7798. Those of you, it's perfectly acceptable for you to buy these for your sons. Those of you that have children, I'm going to say daughters, but children that play with Barbies, would you get one of these dolls? What do you think about the message this sends, particularly if you have African-American children? I mean, I think that's the idea here, is setting a good example for minorities.
And I know that you were joking text line when you wrote this, but I think it's a valid question, because somebody wants to know if the Frida Kahlo doll is going to have a unibrow. She painted herself with that pronounced one eyebrow across both sides. So, and I bet that they won't. If they did, I think it would look weird.
Okay, Texter says, you're right. I have not been doll shopping lately, but they say a majority of the Barbies that you see now are curvy or different shaped women. Okay, I did not. We will take a look and see. So a couple of you were suggesting also that these are not meant for children, but these are meant to be collectors, that some of you are collecting them as well.
Yeah, and that's probably true.
Yeah. Okay, then we'll read more of your texts, and Emily's on the line. Hang on here. We need to get to news. It's 11:28. Let's go to Sam Stevie. It's 11:33 here on KMBZ. So we're talking about some of the new Barbie dolls that Barbie is out with, and whether you would want to buy these for your kids, and if you think it cheapens some of these names.
And the names we're talking about are, in fact, iconic American names. I mean, Rosa Parks and, not all American. Frida Kahlo is in there as well. And Amelia Earhart. So, you know, is making Barbie dolls out of them, is it the right thing for Barbie to do? Is it the right brand to make a doll out of somebody who has some kind of, you know, serious connection to history? We'll go to Emily in Kansas City next. Hello, Emily.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. What's up?
Good. I was just calling... I think these dolls are such a cool idea. I mean, I grew up, and this was years and years ago, but I grew up with American Girl dolls, and all of those dolls had a connection to history. So even though they weren't necessarily big historical figures, you know, I had Molly, who her story was all, she grew up in World War II, kind of that whole era. So they had books associated with them. So while I had the doll and I could play with the doll, there was also a story and a connection that we were learning about as well. And so I just thought, that's kind of where my mind went first. It's kind of like the next generation of almost American Girls, which I think is kind of neat.
Is it, though, if you're going to use somebody from history, if you're going to use an actual human being, is it the right thing to make them look like Barbie dolls? Or should Barbie go out of their way to make them look like they actually looked when they were walking around?
You know, I think, well, I kind of agree that they should maybe look more like they looked in history, but I think... just the idea is great. I mean, like, work in progress, but I think they're on the right track.
Work in progress. All right, I'll take that. Absolutely. Emily, thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it. How about John in Spring Hill next? Hello, John.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. What's up?
Fantastic. Love you guys' show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So my point really is, why are you the Barbie is not the brand. Mattel is the brand. So just because it's a doll, it's, you know, does not mean it's a Barbie doll.
They are selling them as, you know, as iconic women Barbies. So the Barbie name is part of this.
Well, I guess I didn't see the actual branding itself, honestly, face to face. But I'm like, I'm just listening, thinking at it from a third party, going, other people did dolls in different names that they made to the same company. So why would should just be branded as a Barbie doll instead of just a Mattel doll that represents iconic people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think they would have had, they probably would have raised fewer eyebrows, certainly not mine, if they had done that. But marketing it under the Barbie brand, it puts a certain onus on it, I think. Does it change it in your head at all?
No, I respect your point. I understand, kind of everything has a label nowadays, right? Branding this and who did that before, but what's wrong with, somebody trying to, like you said, changing kind of like the history and moving forward.
It will sell more of them, and I will definitely give you that. If you call it the Rosa Parks Barbie versus just the Rosa Parks doll, you'll sell more of them because it's a Barbie doll.
That might be a marketing. I understand. Yep. I understand your point on that.
Gotcha.
Right?
All right.
But I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I listen to you guys every day. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for the call. So they did a whole line of these for Black History Month. So now this is the first time in my life I've been on Barbie.Mattel.com, I swear.
I have never been on Barbie.Mattel.com, do tell.
That's where I am right now. Yeah. Okay, so that's where you can find the Rosa Parks Barbie. They also did 40th anniversary first Black Barbie doll, and she's got a red, and she's a little more curvy. She's got the red dress and looks really pretty. She's got an art teacher play set that includes a little toddler. She's got one in a wheelchair. I keep saying she. Barbie has a girl in a wheelchair, which I think is a good example also to set for kids. In fact, we're seeing a little bit more of that now that we're trying to see more examples in stores and in marketing of kids in wheelchairs. They've got baby doctor play set with a couple of infant dolls. They've got a couple for Ken, too. They've got Barbie Ken dentist doll. They've got Barbie Career of the Year judge doll. So I don't know how much changes about these other than some of the costume. It also is amazing how much these vary in price. And it must just be accessories, but like this.
From what to what?
Some of these are commemorative, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like the 40th anniversary first Black Barbie doll is $40. But if you scroll down to Barbie Fashionista's doll, number 1, 2, 3, that's $10. Career of the Year judge doll is $13.
Okay.
Some of these are a lot cheaper, which makes me do think maybe the commemorative dolls are not for the kids necessarily, but they are for the adults to collect.
Yeah.
Since they are worth a little more.
This is something you're going to see at a show for $300, right. 30 years from now.
All right. So let's see so this was another one we were going to get to at some point, but you click under what's new under Barbie's site and they've got, Breathe With Me Barbie doll. They're also just trying. It doesn't seem like they're appealing more to adults than with kids, because I don't know why you would buy this Breathe With Me Barbie doll for your kid, but this is the one that does yoga.
Uh-huh.
This is the one that the meditation themed doll celebrates one of her favorite ways to recharge using lights and sound. Mindfulness meditation comes with a puppy and 4 cloud emojis. It is meant for kids. Kids simply press the button in Barbie doll's necklace to activate one of the 5 guided meditation exercises that use light and sound effects to inspire their own practice. Are kids doing yoga? Are kids doing yoga?
I don't know.
And this one's $20.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, this is the world we live in now, where even when you give an absurdist example of something, it's not absurdist anymore.
Right.
Because when I said at the beginning of this, it kind of strikes me like making a Nelson Mandela bobblehead.
Yeah.
While you were talking, I just decided to Google that. Guess what exists in this world?
Yeah.
A Nelson Mandela bobblehead. You can get that if you want to. How is that not your...
Because somebody will buy it.
Nothing means anything anymore. I have no objections to any of this.
But you don't think somebody should make money off of it? That's your issue?
No, it's not even that really. Because like I said, I mean, if you do it right, and if you had a line of historical people dolls, and you had, literature inside them that told you a little bit about that person, why they're worthy of having a doll, then fine. And you can do that for profit, and there's a way to do that and make money with it, sure. But man, I mean, it's all about the presentation. You have to be respectful of somebody. And to me, making a Nelson Mandela bobblehead isn't. Making a Rosa Parks Barbie isn't.
Is it the brand that bothers you?
Yes, very much so. And like I said, the presentation, the fact that they didn't make it look like Rosa Parks.
I'm okay with Barbie branching out, though. I'm okay with, I don't think that just because it's Barbie, it cheapens it. Now I get ya, make it look more like her, but it's the Barbie brand, and it's a way to tell that story. And so I don't know that I would necessarily buy the Sally Ride doll for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there must be a market for it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the truth is, well, like we were saying with John, anything you stamp Barbie on, there's going to be a market for it. Because people are going to think, oh yeah, 20 years from now, I'll be able to put my kids through college with this.
Well, somebody just texted, "Breathe With Me Barbie," that's the yoga one, "sounds great for kids with anxiety or behavioral issues." Okay, you're okay. Right. That's a great point that I didn't think of. Somebody else said, "Yoga Barbie for kids that have sensory issues." Okay. That's, you know, it did not occur to me that there would be a reason to teach kids yoga, but okay, you're right. That makes perfect sense.
Still doesn't make me want a pink Corvette, but I get your point.
Is it interesting to you yet that they're not doing as much with Ken doll? That these are all women that they
chose? Because little boys are never going to play with Barbies. And little girls, generally speaking, want to play with girl dolls.
But Ken's a part of it. Yeah. You know, you could introduce, again, if these are commemorative, you could introduce, you know, you could do the same thing.
I wonder if there is any secondary market. Is there a Ken doll that's worth 10 grand the way there are Barbies that are worth 50?
I'm kind of surprised that even on Barbie's website, there's not a section for Ken doll. It doesn't have its own. I don't know how many they do, but there's no way to even sort that out of the mix here is to look and see what Ken dolls they do.
Yeah, text line, if you know, by the way, is there a Ken doll that's worth any money? Because, I mean, when you talk about that original 1955 Barbie doll, those things are worth ungodly sums of money. So is there one that was like the the Daryl Dragon Ken doll with the whole captain, you know, motif going that somehow is worth money? Because I'd love to know.
We got some Ken dolls here. Okay, I can run through what we got for Ken dolls. They're a little harder to find on the site. Are any of them just not traditional Ken doll? We've got, they've got a few that are African-American, but that's about it. We've got Ken doll with long blonde hair. Does that count?
Rocker Ken.
Barbie firefighter.
Uh-huh.
That's Ken doll. Like I said, we've got the dentist doll.
Firefighter. Talk about playing with stereotypes.
And they are playing with shape a little bit for Ken doll. Like they're going a little less beefcakey and a little more, I don't know what.
We got dad bod Ken doll? Is that what you're
saying? Not quite. Not quite. But they are doing slightly different shapes on Ken doll.
Okay. Good to know.
So that's a start. Yeah.
Trailer Park Ken.
That Barbie hasn't at some point been forced to shape Barbie to look like an actual human being. That public pressure about the shape of women has not at some point said, you need to make this girl a little more proportional.
Yeah, because that pressure has been there, and it's been there for about 25, 30 years. Somebody said that Funko Pop makes historical dolls. I'm not aware of that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm sure you're probably right. I've never seen them. Most of the Funko Pops I've ever seen have either been cartoon characters, actors from movies, you know, things like that, rock stars. So yeah, if there's Funko Pop historical dolls out there, you know, again, it would be on brand for them to make them, you know, giant heads and little tiny bodies like that. But I would put that in that same camp with the Nelson Mandela bobblehead.
We can take one more call here before we move on.
Let's do that thing. Hello, Tim and Lee Summit.
Hi. Jamie, I got a question for you. Just in regard to how the doll is designed, whether it's by Mattel or somebody else, would everybody be happy with how a particular historic figure would be designed? In other words, somebody might think that somebody either is too tall, too fat, too wide, their eyes look different. And whether a man designed it or a lady designed it, I think that people make too much out of dolls, personally. But I just think it's a debate that it becomes a moot point, because nobody's going to really agree on, I think, how a doll really looks in depicting a particular person.
You're right, but I think we can agree that, frankly, the original Barbie doesn't really look like any woman. And so I think any deviation from the standard Barbie doll makes it more realistic. No woman is proportionate to the way Barbie makes her out to be.
I agree with you there. I think when you deviate from that, that's when you start getting into, you know, if you're making Barbie look as the ideal, anything less than ideal, people can get upset with. So you don't win any way you look at it.
So just keep it the standard Barbie doll then?
No, I can't stand the Barbie doll.
Then what do you want, buddy?
Then what's the solution,
what's
Tim?
The solution
in your perfect world, what goes on here?
You make a doll and you live with it. And if somebody doesn't like it, don't buy it.
It's a good point.
Pretty simple.
You got it. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah, and I wonder with any of these dolls, and we probably should have tackled this at the beginning of all of this, is how much input do the estates and the families have?
That's a good question, because I'm sure because it's because
all of them are gone now, right? I know Frida's been gone a while, and same thing with Amelia Earhart and Rosa Parks.
Right.
Sally Ride, we just lost to cancer a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's a good question.
How much input did they have to go to the families and get some kind of permission to use the name, the likeness, et cetera? And was there a check cut?
That's a great question, because given that there had to have been, well, I don't know. It depends on whether the name Sally Ride is trademarked already.
Yeah. And if you're a public figure, you lose a lot of that.
Right. And if, and I wonder how long some of this had been in the works.
The only thing that I can remember where there was a suit that was successful was Doc Martens. Doc Martens did a series of ads a few years ago that used a bunch of dead guys, dead rock stars. Joe Strummer from The Clash and Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. And they didn't ask anybody's permission. They were sued by the estates and the estates won.
Okay. You would think they, you know, would sort that out beforehand. Mm-hmm. That they would make sure they weren't going to be sued, but that's a really good question.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.